The early 2025 global posture of DMARC. More than a year after Google and Yahoo mandated DMARC adoption, progress remains partial. While DMARC-enabled domains have doubled, most are configured with the weakest policy, P equals none, used only for monitoring. This means emails failing DMARC checks are still delivered, offering little protection against spoofing. Only 37% of senders with DMARC have moved to stricter enforcement, P equals quarantine or P equals reject, largely due to lack of awareness. DMARC works by verifying SPF and DKIM authentication. SPF confirms which servers can send emails on behalf of a domain, while DKIM ensures email content isn't altered during transmission. If an email fails both, DMARC instructs mail servers how to handle it based on the policy set, allow, none, send to spam, quarantine, or reject. New regulations, including PCI DSSV 4.0 and the EU's DORA, now mandate DMARC for organizations handling sensitive data, accelerating adoption. Attackers are exploiting lookalike domains and subdomain spoofing, where they hijack abandoned domains referenced in SPF records to bypass protections. A related issue is poor DKIM key management. Regular rotation of DKIM keys is essential to maintain security, but only 12% of senders follow a proper schedule. Nearly half rotate keys only after a breach, and 40% don't know how often to rotate them, increasing the risk of key compromise. DMARC's reporting capabilities are crucial for identifying misconfigurations and unauthorized activity. These insights should guide policy escalation to stronger protections. To further enhance email security, businesses are encouraged to adopt BIMI, which displays brand logos in inboxes but requires a strict DMARC policy. DuoCircle offers services to help organizations interpret DMARC reports and optimize configurations, ensuring both compliance and stronger protection against phishing and spoofing threats.